I'm Rob Andrew.
And I'm Darren Davidson.
And this is Kootenai Morning. Well, it's been a noteworthy couple of days up at Whitewater for the first time in 3 decades. Record-breaking cold temperatures forced the mountains to close Thursday. The mercury dropped to minus 23 on Thursday, and that doesn't take into account wind chill.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. It was real cold. The Glory Chair was closed all week. Roughly half the mountain's terrain and the Glory Lodge. Wind gusts were expected to reach up to about 100 kilometers an hour, but didn't. After all, they stayed a little south of us due to that forecast. So the resort made a decision to close the entire mountain yesterday. General Manager Kirk Jensen, who has been at Whitewater for 27 years, spoke to us, and he says that was a first.
We're familiar with a couple cold snaps a year, of course, but they're generally not this. This extreme. So this is coupled with the winds, it makes for some fairly potentially dangerous situations to put our staff and guests in.
The good news is, as we mentioned earlier, the mountain is reopening today, except for the Glory Chair and Lodge. The entire mountain will be open for the weekend.
So we're almost a year into a globe's COVID-19 pandemic. There are a lot of good reasons to keep local ski resorts open. We got jobs, staycation, tourism, exercise, and perhaps most importantly in a time like this, mental health.
Yeah, that's right. If you missed Monday's roundup on the province's latest COVID protocol update news conference, Kootenai Morning's Jane Burton noted that resorts and winter tourism were two issues touched on a number of times, with coronavirus outbreaks in Big White, Fernie, Revelstoke, and Whistler, where numbers have been alarmingly high. Dr. Bonnie Henry and Health Minister Adrian Dix noted more concern than ever amongst health watchdogs, the resort industry, and the tourism ministry. If you're unaware of the numbers, Whistler has seen 547 cases over January alone. Big White has had more than 200.
So, Darren, you had a chance to speak with Whitewater's Director of Operations, Rebecca Horning, on Monday. She says that while Nelson's beloved resort has been comparatively safe, there have been COVID cases in the community that Whitewater serves. How has the resort done at handling protocols so far this season?
Yeah, well, they're doing pretty well, especially compared to how those other resorts have done. Horning says staff are still, though, having to remind visitors at the Hill to keep their masks up and contact outside their bubbles down.
The whole goal when we opened the resort with all the strategies that we put in place was that if COVID-19 was at Whitewater, that it wouldn't spread. And so far, we've seen that that's been working.
So Dr. Henry has reiterated a few times that getting outside for fresh air, exercise, and some company still is A-okay. It's what you do between those activities that can put you and those around you in danger. And that's led to the sorts of outbreaks in Whistler, Big White, and Fernie that Whitewater and the community have so far tried to avoid.
Favorite quote was from Adrian Dix. He said, you're not going to get COVID from skiing. You're going to get it from when you leave the ski hill. So the issues is coming from when people gather outside of their household and they're taking those masks off. But, you know, when we're at the ski hill, we have all those protocols to avoid that spread. But it sounds like these communities are having issues from not only staff, but also guests going and dining together and gathering. So that, I think, is the issue.
So both Dr. Bonnie Henry and Health Minister Dix have reiterated that the province does not want to take broader action that would curtail ski and snowboard season. That would be a big loss for a lot of mountain towns, wouldn't it?
Big time, yeah. That would be a severe blow to the community on a lot of fronts, including the overall impact on mental health. Like many in the resort sector who have not at first considered the positive and almost vital impact of outdoor recreation avails, Horing says Whitewater's providing a critical connection for members of the community.
I think it's actually incredibly important, and I don't think I realized coming into the season how much when we started to kind of strategize what Whitewater would look like in a COVID-19 world. We really focused, our whole theme was our community. As I kind of mentioned, Whitewater is a huge part of the Nelson and area community, and that's what really makes Whitewater what it is as well. So we really focused on that in all our decision making, and we kind of focused on 3 main pillars. The first obviously being safety, not only for our guests, but our staff as well. Health and wellness for the general community, and connection. And that's connection with nature, with each other, even with our other fellow businesses. And not only in person, but virtually as well, just those people that can't be here visiting. So we've really had that kind of going into this season. But I think seeing how this season has played out, just talking to the guests that are up here, they often say this is the only place they feel a bit of normalcy. most people are often, when they're up at the Hill, having masks on and being able to actually see people from a distance and wave and share some joy of being out in that connection piece with nature and with our community, I think has been incredibly important to the mental health of our community.
So, Darren, you did a bit of research into the health benefits of skiing. Some of this might be second nature to folks who ski and board, but what did you find?
Well, according to an article in European Ski Mag Snow, science and psychology have proven a lot of times that fresh air and sunshine are key players in boosting our mental health in the winter months. I think a lot of people know that. But we humans, of course, need vitamin D from sunlight. It fights disease and reduces the risk of depression. And yes, it does apparently still count if the sky is overcast. Just 13 minutes of sunshine has proven to boost your health. Skiing has been shown to have the same benefits as about 2.5 hours of indoor light treatment.
So you mentioned there's also an interesting study out of Stanford University that speaks directly to snow sport's positive impact on mental health. What did that conclude?
The Stanford study found that city dwellers have a 20% higher risk of depression than rural residents and a 40% increased risk of mood disorders. The study also found that just spending a couple of days in remote areas on a ski trip can lead to a better mental calmness and general clarity.
And so in addition to boosting happiness, I understand skiing can also improve mental dexterity. Snow sports are classed as a proprioceptive activity. And what does that mean?
Well, it's also referred to as kinesthesia. Proprioception is our ability to feel the position and movement of our different body parts and how they work together. So skiing's reliance on good balance and coordination is the perfect sport for improving proprioception, which can otherwise weaken with age. And aerobic sport has also proven to help people think more clearly and increase cognitive capacity, meaning that skiers are likely to be better learners in other areas of life. The final mental benefit, Rob, of skiing is our favorite excuse for a cocktail up on the mountain or a pint, participating in a highly sociable sport, such as skiing, is real good for our mental health. There's also actually a study from Yonsei University over in Korea found that the social aspects of snow sports have proven positive psychological outcomes, and that just a single day of skiing with others contributes to better well-being and reduces stress. So mask up, keep your company down to small groups, so those within your bubble, and go whatever extra distance you can to keep your local resort open for business, because it is good for the community and it's apparently good for you too.
And Darren, you were saying during our first break that you just received a press release from the province.
Yeah, it was uncanny timing. About half an hour ago from the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport. The headline is "Be the Reason We Can All Have a Ski Season." Turns out the ministry, with municipal fairs in conjunction with WorkSafe BC, six local governments and the Canada West Ski Area Association have launched an education campaign to reduce COVID transmission in ski communities. And that's in response to the virus transmission being shared in accommodation and socializing in ski communities, as Rebecca had mentioned. But looks like the province is taking it awfully serious, and hopefully everything can remain safe and sound, because we got at least half a ski season left, and it's important.